The Justice Department is supposed to make sure companies or people convicted of certain crimes can't get federal contracts or grants. But a new audit by the department's inspector general finds that's not always happening. The IG found justice officials were not entering data properly into the federal databases that track which companies are excluded from government business. Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller joins us with details about the report and lawmakers' concerns. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Tom and Emily.
So, Jason, let's start with that report. What did the inspector general find exactly?
Well, there's really three databases that the Department of Justice is supposed to put data into, two of them that they run and one that's run government-wide. The two that they run is one that holds drug trafficking conviction violations. It's called the Denial of Federal Benefits Clearinghouse. And, again, this lists all people convicted of drug trafficking, and therefore they're ineligible to receive any federal benefits. The other database is the Defense Procurement Fraud Debarment Clearinghouse, and this includes basically all people who are convicted of any kind of fraud or felony as it relates to a Defense Department contract. Now, both of these databases, the U.S. Attorney's offices and other parts of DOJ are supposed to send information into. The third database is the Excluded Parties List, which is the government-wide database of all suspension and debarment. Now, let's be clear here. This type of suspension and debarment can be related to contracting, but doesn't have to be. So a government contractor, for instance, that works for DOD could be convicted of embezzlement, which is a federal offense. Therefore, they would be then debarred automatically. So it's not necessarily contract-related, but it is a contracting issue. Now, what the IG found was, as you mentioned, that they're supposed to put data into these databases, which then the data gets pushed to the EPLS, or Excluded Parties List, and that was not happening. In fact, what they found is time and again is of the six of the seven offices that they visited, the IG, they didn't know about the statutory responsibility to send information to the Bureau of Justice Assistance, which runs the two internal databases. So they could then BJA could then put the databases, could put the information then into the Excluded Parties List. Auditors said the problem stemmed in part because the Bureau of Justice Assistance has performed limited outreach using outdated contact information, and they also found that the attorney's offices throughout the four of the five attorney's offices they visited didn't have policies or procedures in place either to identify the report and the idea of qualifying statutory debarments. Now, Bureau of Justice Assistance also didn't do a good job of reaching out to state and federal court systems so they can also submit data. And then when these offices did submit data, what the IG found was the data was incomplete. There was no standardization. Some people did, first name, last name. Some people did last name, first name. And as we know with data, it matters the way it's done. The more standardized you get, the better quality you get. Now, finally, what they also found was that even when they got data and the data was standardized and put it properly, there was not that from one database, the internal databases, to the EPLS database. So it was just, and without going into EPLS database, other agencies wouldn't know that contractor X was a problem contractor and was debarred, and therefore they shouldn't award them a contract or a person. So it seems to be it's a matter of communication between Bureau of Justice Assistance and then a data problem, which we've heard time and again.
So, Jason, it sounds like there's one database that deals with individuals, that is the drug trafficking one, and the other deals with corporate entities. So I'm guessing, and you can clarify this, the one that deals with individuals is probably a much bigger database than the one that deals with companies, because I don't think there's tens of thousands of companies that are debarred for crimes against Defense Department, or maybe there are.
I think you're on the right track there in the fact that there's a lot more people who are getting convicted in federal court of drug trafficking as well. And I think part of the issue, and this is, it goes to some of the concerns that are out there both from the IG and now some lawmakers, is if the information is not being shared, then are people getting contracts that they shouldn't? And the IG made a big point of saying, this is a limited sample, but what we saw does not look good in the least bit.
Did the IG say, and maybe this is impossible to know because if they're not reporting everything, how do you know? But what percentage of those people convicted of drug crimes or of companies that are convicted of defrauding, say, the Defense Department, what percentage aren't being reported?
Well, again, I think you're on the – again, you say properly, it's hard to know because they did a very limited sample. What they do know is that it takes a lot of time to get those information into the databases. And I think that they also, it's one of those things where you don't know what you don't know. So how many people are not making it into the database? Well, if the four of the five U.S. attorney offices didn't know to send information in or weren't sending in even the right information, it's led to the IG to believe that a lot of this is just problematic and the information is not getting where it needs to go.
So what is the reaction of the – by the way, we're speaking with Federal News Radio's Jason Miller. What is the Justice Department's reaction to all of this?
Well, the IG made 21 recommendations, and interestingly, both the Bureau of Justice Assistance and the U.S. Attorney's Office both agreed with all of those recommendations that applied specifically to them and said that they would implement them as soon as possible and gave a bit of a timeline of what they were going to do. Now, most of the recommendations, and again, there's 20 of them, 21 of them, so we have a link on federalnewsradio.com for people to read for themselves, but most of them included, fixing the data currently in the repositories and improving the policies to make sure other DOJ offices understand and meet the requirements to send the Bureau of Justice Assistance complete files. One of the more, I'd point to maybe one of the more interesting ones is they talk about for the U.S. Attorney's Office to develop a system to ensure qualifying DOD cases, getting back to Emily's point, are submitted timely to the BJA and require all information that can be entered into both the clearinghouse database, which is what they call the Defense Procurement Fraud Database and the Drug Trafficking Database and EPLS. And at the same time, they tell BJA to update their current policies to reflect the modernized capabilities of the EPLS system. So it seems like justice is just behind in times all around.
And Jason, in your story that we've got linked at federalnewsradio.com, you mentioned that the heads of the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee are on this. They want an update. Speak to me a little bit about why lawmakers are so concerned and how this issue fits into their sort of longstanding agenda regarding contracting.
I think that the two pieces here is number one is this is a big procurement issue because of the Defense Department piece. Well, I think Tom was right in the sense that there's many more people who are drug traffickers than are committing fraud or felony across DOD. The likelihood of someone working for DOD and working for civilian agencies is a lot higher as well. So therefore, if the information is not getting from justice to the rest of the government, the lawmakers, I think, see that as a big hole in the system. And as they say, millions of dollars could be going to the wrong people. The other piece is when it comes to suspension and debarment, and there's been a lot of focus on suspension and debarment. I think that's why the lawmakers obviously are taking a closer look at this IG report and the issue, is because the idea that there's so much money is out there, contracting has increased so much, and GAO reports have shown that agencies are not using the suspension and debarment tool. And if they're not using it, then are they not also getting – is the data not available for them to use it? Is that one of the reasons why – Justice Department agent, non-DOJ agencies are not using the suspension and debarment tool. So I think Senators Lieberman, Senator Collins wants to make sure that agencies have all the tools available so they can't have an excuse of why not to use the suspension and debarment tool.
So has anyone proposed maybe changing the whole machinery of this so that there's one sort of entity that's responsible for collecting all this information, maybe with crawlers to other agencies' databases, so that it can be automated in some fashion?
I think you have an angel investor now, Tom, waiting out for you for that idea to code into. But what's interesting is I have not heard anything about that, but the Bureau of Justice Assistance actually came in their response to the IG, said, while we agree with everything you wrote, they went on four or five paragraphs saying how they should not be the ones in charge of all this. Somebody, even though they have a statutory responsibility, it should be somebody else because it doesn't make sense for them to do it. So it was a very interesting response to the IG, basically of Bureau of Justice Assistance making their case that says, we're not the right people for this.
Who do they think should be in charge?
Well, I don't think they went that far to say, give it to somebody else. They just said it shouldn't be us. There's other people who are better. And I think it's just you don't see that in IG reports very often. Usually you either see an agency push back or you see an agency say, okay, we understand, we're going to make these fixes. And, Bureau of Justice Assistance, let's be fair here, said they would make these fixes. They understand they do have the responsibility.